Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA, and of course, everybody who listens to us, we are very, very thankful for that. Everybody who is downloading our show, we are even more thankful, and I know that we are gaining more and more wonderful people who are staying with us every Monday. And Ilona Europa here, of course, every Monday for last 2.5 years. And like I always say, Monday is the best day of my week, which for most people is like, Monday, you know. I love Mondays because, like, I have great studio. LA Talk Radio, again, is in Sherman Oaks, and studios are great equipped. They have great microphones, great computers. We have everything what we need. And then we have a guest. And that's where the power, little power, I will say, I have to bring to the studio people that I think they're interesting, they're very talented, they're controversial sometimes. Some of them, 50% of them, they have an accent. And which this is why I call my show Accent On. I have an accent, and of course, a lot of guests of mine have accent too. And then when we represent different culture, I feel like in home. And also, I have a people that probably I will never, ever, ever meet, if not for some of my guests who are bringing to the studio a recommendation. And then the live people are appearing, and I'm like, oh, that's what we'll be talking about. I want more about that. And this is day like that today. Who will think? We have Isa. Isa was 1 week ago with us, and she brought wonderful artists. Hello, Isa.
Hello, Ilona. Thanks for having me again. It's great to be here.
Gosh, you will be here a lot. I have these feelings. We know each other for many, many years. And like I say, we see each other not so often. But when we see each other, it's like, I never thought that you are not around forever. You are somewhere here, and you are part of my life. Okay, I remember you coming to my place many, many years ago, meeting my tiny little girl, daughter, who right now is 20, almost one, and does the same what we do. Is in music business. Isa!
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear she's doing so well.
I know, but when I look at your bio, it's just crazy. You eat from so many hats, and you are expanding. You are looking for the answers, who you want to be today, years before, 5 years from now. Isa, welcome back to your bio, because you need to tell us who you are. I can say only you are a singer, songwriter, producer, entrepreneur. You are a powerful woman. In your mind, for sure, because everything what you do, you know, that's what you want to do, and you go for, you are staying at course.
I stay focused on,
yes,
on each, you know, on each project and, you know, route that I take.
I know, but in a way, I met you when you were a musician, and now we're like, wee, 360, and you are doing amazingly well for yourself with your unusual voice, with great productions, great remixes, and just doing what I loved you in the beginning when I met.
That's right. But coming then, full circle.
Is that beautiful?
Full circle again.
And that's the lesson in life. I think everybody needs to remember that one day if you did something, probably in many, many years later, you use this to your advantage. Hopefully.
Yes. Well, in the case of our friend here.
Yes, Juanita, now you are introducing friend. Second friend. Last week we had
C.G. Reich.
Which you manage, yes?
Yes, I've been his manager for about a year and a half now.
Could you again shortly describe, because he was a very special
artist. Sure, yeah, he is very special. C.G. Reich is a drummer. He's a composer. He's a film director, editor, writer. I mean, he does everything. He's incredible. He also was really talented at graphics, like artwork, you know, all his images and everything are phenomenal.
And he's a storyteller. He speaks so beautifully about life.
He says at the end of the day, really all he is a storyteller, and he uses all these different mediums to do the same thing, tell stories. So he's a really magical artist.
And I cannot wait for all of us to tell when he will be
performing.
Yeah,
I got him an engagement at a big casino in New Mexico called Inn of the Mountain Gods in Mescalero, New Mexico. It's a big property. He's going to be in the big showroom.
Beautiful.
His full show, Imaginarium, with, you know, very multicultural, taiko drums, Latin, African, you know, he ties it all in, kind of very Cirque du Soleil kind of influence to the music. It's incredible. And I have been very selective because I started as an artist. Yeah. I have that in me. So when I went to work with artists on the representative side, whether I was their agent or manager, because I got into all that, I have a keen eye for talent, and I would only work with people I really believe in.
That's beautiful.
And that's why, you know, CG was definitely one that I got more involved with than others, because he's amazing. So I got into the business side after going back to the beginning, I started when I was very young. My father is a drummer and a songwriter, and so from day one, I was around music and took to it immediately. At 3 years old, I was playing drum beats, and so drumming is at the core of my being. And so I got into music in my, you know, teen years, really serious. I was recording and writing, you know, 13, 14, you know, and playing, learned how to play guitar, studied, and you know, started a band, did the whole thing, you know.
This in L.A. You are
born and raised in Hollywood. And then I took my band to the local club scene in Hollywood and progressed, really emerged and did really well on that level. Was headlining, you know, all the big clubs at that time, Viper Room, The Whiskey, The Roxy, all of that, and a lot more. Built a nice following of fans. You know, everybody was coming to my shows. You know, it was really great. It was really, really great. And that was before all the social media. That was when you had to pass out the flyers.
And beautiful street.
It was like, you
hard
know,
work.
Hard work. And, but you, I learned
a lot.
But when
you touched your fan, you knew you
had.
Oh,
yeah. And it was phenomenal. And I did really, really well. I ended up getting signed to EMI Publishing as a writer. And so I had a pretty big company behind me. I had great managers, big attorneys, all that good stuff. And, you know, just did that for many years. Eventually, I got into producing and more, you know, into that where I started producing other artists, and I started doing remix work and production work for major record companies, independent labels, and so on. And that's what got me working with other artists.
Yes.
And eventually kind of managing and getting more, a little more behind the scenes. It was a gradual transition, you know, and it worked. It worked really well. And so I did that for years. It was just, like you said, I just kind of went through a journey, a transition from artist into artist managers, booking, et cetera, and started a few different companies, you know, that I, you know, the entrepreneurial side. And then eventually I got hired. I got taken out to Las Vegas, where I was booking and providing entertainment to
That's
all
tough.
The top.
This is a really tough, beautiful town, but I know things are happening there every hour. Something needs to happen in Vegas every hour, in clubs, in hotels, you know, have bands, and I'm sure getting somebody into this big river, because you when you mentioned it, you were working with bands that were playing Bellagio, like in a big then this is not like small tiny hotel somewhere. You really needed to have a high quality of artists,
yes,
and then probably they needed to, you were new also in Vegas, then now new lady in town, and yeah. Hey, prove us, what do you have to sell? And
yeah.
Probably it's not easy to just start something.
No, it's not. But I went there. I got taken in with a very established company there at the time.
Oh, okay. Then.
So that's,
in a way,
that's how,
you had a business card.
Correct.
That was a good one.
I was already in. I got plugged in. And we had 5-6 bands all with regular house positions at the casinos.
Yeah.
You know, the Monte Carlo, the Bellagio, the, you know, MGM, all of them, you know, really on the strip. It was very, very busy time for bands, cover bands and all that. Then that started changing later. But I was there for about 6 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I didn't think I would last that long in Las Vegas, to be honest.
I cannot wait. We'll talk a little bit about Vegas. I like Vegas for 2 nights, maybe 3. That's the most.
Yeah.
And it's an unusual town, obviously, you know, but
yeah.
Being 6 years there, wow, you must be homesick.
I was at the beginning, especially it does take a minute to get used to the weather, the summers.
Yeah,
the rest of the
right.
year, the weather's really cool.
And
it's
temptation,
nice.
Because I found out in the beginning when I was coming, driving or being there for a little bit straight when I was straight from Poland, oh my gosh, spending even $5-7, I cried when I lost. And then, you know, many, many years later, it was like, oh, yeah. Problem, you know, and yeah, I didn't even cry when I lost money, because sometimes I was making money, but still the amount of cash that was lost, that, and I didn't feel guilty for that, and still temptation was very big. I couldn't live in this
yeah.
place.
Well, see,
I will lose everything.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't have that bug, the gambling bug, at all. Not
yeah.
even
but that's
a
correct.
Penny in a slot machine. I just,
oh,
for some reason, I don't have that.
Beautiful.
Interest in any way. So that is the key.
Vegas will die for people like you.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's why I didn't. I was fine there in that respect. A lot of people say, oh, I could never live there. I'll
and
destroy.
Then we have 2011, which you will be coming back here. And that's the, I think, the time that the Isa, who was the young, beautiful musician, songwriter, singer, producer, is coming, like I say, 360. And
yes.
become again what you were a few years ago, many years ago, what you were dreaming about. But we have one more guest in the studio. We'll come
we
back
do.
To Isa. But I cannot wait for you to introduce your friend to our listeners. And then we'll be listening to first song, because when it comes to Accent On, we are listening to great music. And we have good music today, great music by Isa. Isa, you wrote me this email. I'm like, and you said, you know, I think she'll be perfect for your show.
Oh, yes.
Who is the great woman who is with us?
Oh, yes. She has quite a magnificent story, full of controversy, but very, very interesting for especially
she's
for
an
women.
Artist.
She
sounds
is.
So easy. Yes, let me have her
yeah.
on my show. She's an artist.
Very different.
Because you
story.
Said she's a photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went and I checked her out. Interesting, cool. And then the name is?
Yeah, her name is Juanita Elias. It's Pirate Photography. Is
Pirate
her company.
Photography. Very cool and cute. Very good. I think even when he's a little controversial, still he's not like, I want to go, oh, pirate. No, he's pirate. Yeah. I can. But why pirate?
Well, there's
right
a,
away
there's
the question I had. Okay. Juanita, I know we can speak for you, but I think you need to speak for yourself. Hello, Juanita.
Hello. Thank you for having me here.
Okay. I know, and we now know, that you are a photographer. And I know that you are an artist. You have your own dreams, and you're already pursuing them. But what I want to start our interview with you is 17 years ago. Juanita, the cute lady. You were born in somewhere, not here.
I was born in Germany, in Nuremberg.
Nuremberg.
About 6 months old. And we moved to California. Born and raised in San Francisco, Northern California. And I came to Southern California in 2008. But prior to that, I've always wanted to be in law enforcement.
We are repeating what she says. She wanted to be in law enforcement. Okay, that sounds cool. You know, we see TV shows, we see crime stories, we see Good Wives, we see all the lockup. Oh, now you are saying the word, scary word. But we not often are looking at lock. Yes.
Lockup.
And that's what our beautiful woman, the guest of this hour, Juanita, you decide? Did you want to be the woman inside of the prison?
Well, actually, I thought about, I wanted to do law enforcement, police officer, CHP, and at the time I was working at Lucky Stores, and I put my applications in. I went to college. I was raising my son at the time by myself and a single parent, and I decided... you know what? Let me try take the CHP test and see what happens. But the CDC came first.
And so you were in the police academy?
Actually, I was going to the test at CHP, and they have like steps. And CDC says, hey.
CDC is a corrections department.
California Department of Corrections. Thank you. I forget that a lot of people don't realize
that.
No,
we don't, but now we know.
Now you know. And plus, I asked the R. They had the R at the end, rehabilitation. And they don't rehabilitate inmates. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. But it was a six-week academy. I chose to go to Vacaville. I lived in Sacramento at the time, in Northern California. I worked there for 10 years. Did I know, you know, how that job was going to be? Going in an academy, they just give you the tools what you can use when you go into the academy. And being a female was really hard back in 95. Before then, you know,
I saw Police Academy movie. Sounds really fun. Is it not the same?
Oh, no. I mean, when the officers look at you and they're like,
who are you, woman? Yeah. What are you doing between us?
Yeah, they're like, can you work? Can you do anything? And excuse me? I can work just as hard as you. I could take an inmate down. I can do whatever you can do. And so it came to times where, you know, it was just my partner and I, another officer. It was at a male facility, male inmates. We had approximately like 2,500 inmates at the prison. Mm. And there were 22 officers on the yard. And this one officer in the towers up that would watch down below. And they would say, hey, this inmate over here is selling drugs. And my partner went over there. He says, hey. Come here. And he started going away from my partner. And so he tried to grab him, bring him down, and he couldn't. So I start running, and I grabbed him. It was kind of like a WWF. And I just slammed him down on the ground. Give me the drugs. Give me the drugs. And needless to say, I didn't get the drugs, but I forgot that there were 600 inmates on that yard. Pardon?
Watching.
Yes. And they all got down because, you know, they're told to get down. And, you know, it can be a very scary thing.
I don't even... Okay, Isa, we are here. We're singers and writers. We are the artists. Oh, we have so tough.
I know.
Oh, this life sucks sometimes. Oh, I had the dreams. Today I don't have one. Yeah. Tomorrow
I have
another one.
Tough.
Okay. We are looking at Juanita. And first and foremost, we had this international... Women's Day on the 8th of March. This is a very popular holiday in Eastern Europe and obviously was very well celebrated. I like that because it was a really focus in a funky way on a woman and woman power, that what woman can be, what she can become. But really mostly we see when we look at a woman, we see mother, we see each other. That we want to work and we want to get equality when it comes to guys' pensions. We see that we can do all. We can do all. But that's some type of the jobs that I wouldn't ever dream about. Isa, would you ever think to do something? I think if I ask thousands of women saying, would you like to do what Juanita was doing? All of us will say never, never. But you had saying, you know, you said you went to the police academy. Then one day somebody told you that's where will be your job. And you somehow said yes. because you wanted to challenge yourself, you want to prove something to yourself, you wanted to be one of the guys that they will respect you. What was your motivation?
You know, I wanted to be an officer. I wanted to see that badge, be proud of it.
Oh, and she brought it with her today to show you.
Yeah, you know, I retired as a lieutenant, and it's very hard for a female to show that we could do, we're multitaskers, you know, we can do the job of a man, you know. It's like, I worked very hard as an officer, and I had to take a test to go promote to a sergeant, and then I took another test, promoted to lieutenant. I actually taught at the academy as a sergeant at the correctional academy. I taught cadets. I taught leadership. I had a great time teaching. Then I promoted to lieutenant, and I promoted from DVI and Tracy. Then I went to San Diego, and I retired in San Diego. And after I retired, I'm like, okay, what do I want to do when I grow up? Let's see. I've always wanted to do photography. Hmm. I wanted to do something that was going to make me feel happy. You know, it's like I loved the job that I did. It was very dangerous. There were some times in the prison where I was scared.
Adrenaline?
It is adrenaline rush, and it's great to have that adrenaline rush, but after it's done, you get the worst headache.
Juanita, you brought this beautiful badge of honor. I need to have this on my video because
her
hopefully
badge.
We can post this. It's so beautiful. If you have. Up. Beautiful. Juanita, thank you. We'll be talking more right now. Yes, you said something that it was a dangerous job, and I know I can talk to you for hours, and hopefully you'll be back, because we really want to present you as an artist. That's why you came here, talking to your really artistic photography. But I cannot not mention that I saw how hard beat up you are, really. You have a root problem of legs.
Yes.
You are waiting for operation on your spine?
Low back surgery. I've been waiting almost 2 years for workman's comp to approve it, and we're having to fight in courts to finally get it approved, and praying that it gets approved in April 2021 or so.
I don't want to question why we are waiting on you to be operated when you put 17 years of your life into the toughest position that woman can be. You were working in a prison with men. Where men were there. You were fighting equally for them. You barely walk. Mm-hmm. You have on two legs, mm-hmm. braces, yes, that keep you straight. How you call this? These are calling braces?
Yeah. I have two braces. I've had my neck fused. I have I had...
And you are young.
Metal plates.
You are really...
A metal plate in my neck, two metal plates in my foot. 3-6 screws, two knee surgeries, shoulder surgery.
And it's all because some guy just attacked you? Some people went after you?
It was a few injuries I've had.
From the inmates. And
you said to us a moment ago, some days I was really afraid about my life. But you stayed for 17 years. It's just amazing life story. Yeah. And we just love you for that, because I know for whatever reason you made us safer, because you kept these guys there.
That's true.
Whatever. And like you mentioned, they supposed to be there because you saw the ugliest of the sight, yes, of the people.
You know what, being a lieutenant, you can give inmates more time. Whenever they do something wrong in the institution, in the prison, and the issue is, a DA referral, they could stay up to 360 days more, you know, beyond their time.
Onto their sentence, you could tack on more time.
Onto their sentence, correct. And I want to keep them more because I knew who they were as a person. Do I want that person out because my child, you know, everybody's children, your family are out there. Do you want these guys out there? Does people really see how it really is in prison? They don't. They don't see it because they don't talk to the people that actually will tell you how it really is. Because you just see what they want you to see.
I know. It's just petrifying that this is a part of life that we pray nobody of us ever can even enter into and just even learn about it. We don't want to, we're like closing eyes, closing ears. I don't want to know. But we have a representation of this scary profession. And she's a woman, beautiful. She's still very young and really nice looking lady. And I see your body pretty, pretty in very bad shape. Yeah. And it's just making me sick.
I want to add, that's where the name pirate comes in.
Because pirate's cute, pirate's is dangerous, and pirate's, why pirate? Why?
Pirate photography came from all of that.
Beat up, all this.
Because of all the injuries that I have, Issa named me pirate. So I became pirate.
Okay, tell me, we'll move, of course, to the music, because it's very hard to go from the sad story, which is not really a sad story. This is a powerful story. Woman who really went through what she wanted to went through for 17 years, got the most beautiful awards. You have your badge of honor, and we are so loving you for that. And you served the country, and now the power woman in you wants to do something beautiful, something that will just stay forever. Image of what you see, a life, mostly beauty of life, mostly whatever you want to shoot through your camera. And who is your perfect client?
You know what? I love animals. I can, you know, it's CG, who was here last week.
Yes.
I did his little... his little movie that he did.
It was a short film.
That he did. I was the photographer. I would take pictures on the set while I was filming. You know, I get to meet, you know, I was meeting Eric Roberts. I did the red carpet. I did photo shoot, you know, Beverly Hills Wives, taking pictures of them on the red carpet.
Different events.
Different events of music. I just love to catch that shot. I love to do baseball. You know, it's like you have to learn.
Something in movement.
It's like watching that ball ready to come in that mitt, getting that shot. That's what sports photography is. Very expensive, but that's like, you know, I love doing things like that and say, look at this picture. Look at this picture of San Diego I just took.
You're for hire, yes? People can hire you.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And I know because I saw you posted your phones on Facebook, which is very easy to get to you. And I post also your Facebook on and website on Accent on Facebook. Then could you tell us, really, your client is a client who has a need, and you probably will fulfill their needs, yes?
Yes. You know, I do headshots, and I forgot to say, you know, please go to www.pirephotography.net and check out my website and give me a call. You know, I work with everybody's budget because not everybody has money. You know,
absolutely.
It's not all about, oh, I'm going to charge you this much. No, you know what? We can all work together because it's teamwork.
Yeah. Artists cannot survive without somebody needing their art and vice versa. We cannot survive without needing you when we need beautiful art in form of photo, whatever we want to put on a wall or remember forever or just capture the moment that we know we cannot do this with cell phone in time when we are achieving
exactly.
Award or we are doing something amazing. Okay, all your links will be on LA Talk Radio, on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on my Facebook already. They are there. Then please, everybody, we are looking and we'll find your phone.
I always like to work with her, like for my CD covers and everything I need. I always work with her. She's very...
Okay, we are starting talking about music, me liking... Wow. Okay. Cover is very important. Without cover, nobody practically on iTunes especially, you're like, I like her, I don't like her, like this picture. Okay, I check her out. And it's very important. Picture is so important, you know, when you sell your music. Then now we are talking about Issa 2011. Can I play something and then we'll continue? Which song would you like us to play first? We have Superstar, we have Emergency, and we have Music is My Remedy.
Music.
Well, Music is My Remedy is the first single that I'm releasing, actually. So I'd like to have you play that one, and I'll give you more info and details on when it's going to be out and about.
Yep.
But you're going to hear it first. This is the exclusive preview here on your show. You're hearing it first here by Ilona on Accent On.
We have our... first time, premiere. Only for Accent on LA Talk Radio, Issa. And your music is my remedy. A short version, 4 minutes, we love it. I know that probably remix is much, much longer, or the longer version, but I'm so excited. Okay, let's play. Very cool track. Your vocals are really haunted. Great. You're very unusual, very easy to remember. I don't remember anybody singing this way. And your voice is just very recognizable. And that's, I think, very important. You know, when you, oh, that must be Isa. I'm so happy you just, you're back.
Thank you.
And you know what? The bass is so cool.
You like it?
Oh. Okay, we'll be working together. I want the bass like that.
Oh, yeah.
So low, but I'm so good. It really isn't, you know, it's heartbeat, but it's not really overblowing, but it's there. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Well, good. I'm so glad you love it. I'm very happy. I'm very excited about it. I got to tell you, it's going to be released exclusively on Beatport starting on Monday, April 13th. So that's what the first day it's going to be available for sale on Beatport exclusive release, April 13th, for a few weeks. And then it'll hit, you know, all stores, all online stores, April 27th, iTunes, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm very excited. So far, you know, in this first past week of promotions, we're barely just getting started here, already, you know, over 5+ radio stations throughout Europe have added it and are supporting it, which I'm really excited about. Of course, dance music.
Of course.
And a good 20+, just over 20 DJs in the UK. We're focusing on the UK, you know, first initially because I'm working with a company out there. But a good handful of DJs are going to start supporting it and playing it in their in the clubs. Resident DJs over there that play every week, you know, that are
I need
the same
to give
clubs.
You an email for Andy Watson. He is a head of Promo One. And in England, and he's just he really liked very much my first single, and then I sent him I think two, and it was like the first one was better. Okay, I'm trying here, but anyway,
absolutely. Just barely getting this started here. So far, off to a really great start, which I'm thrilled about. So that's the club mix that I did. I produced it, and I'm doing all the instruments, and I'm singing it, of course. And wrote it, so it's cool. It's very fun to be back in that seat after many years. So I'm excited. And Pirate Photography did the cover art. You'll Woo-hoo! See the picture. It's really, really awesome.
I think I posted it a week ago. I think maybe not.
Well, I don't know if you have the CD cover picture.
Okay. I didn't. But yeah, that's what we can do it. You send me the again cover and I will post after our show.
Absolutely.
Okay, now we have because time is running out and I want to play the music. Issa, we have Emergency Remix.
Sure.
What you can tell us about this
that
one?
That song, very cool. Well, yeah, that version I gave you is a remix by a really talented Eastern European producer named Yuri. He's out of Minsk in Eastern Europe. And I love what he did. See for yourself.
Okay, but how did you meet him? True.
Oh, I met him years ago. To be honest with you, I don't even. It was just through a mutual friend. And
is he here or he's
no?
There?
He actually has now moved. He's living in Texas.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good place to be for DJs. He's a very good scene.
Yeah, he's
music
moved
scene.
And very talented guy. We collaborated on several things. This song I wrote. I'm doing the vocals. I wrote the song, but I turned it over to him to do a remix.
Yeah.
And this is what he did.
I know. It's amazing what DJs when they take a song into their hands. It's like, oh gosh, I wrote another one. Which
it's fun.
Really,
it gives it new life.
Completely new life. Okay, Emergency.
Sentiments a chance to rearrange and multiply. Open my eyes, close every root to fear. All other senses will follow. I feel temptation moving slow motion. I feel myself falling for you. Here we go. Here we go. Search.
destiny. You, who, and me cannot and will not find the answers in another.
I think we have some caller. LA Talk Radio, Accent On. And we are just finishing ASA emergency. And now we have phone call. And it's not 911. Hi, who is calling to us? Hi, who is calling? Oh, I think there was just a mistake or somebody got really, really scared. Okay, we lost our phone call. But anyway, I just love, this is a live radio, and you know what? Nothing scares Ilona Europa. I love it. Okay, anyway, it's a different, very cool, very melodical, little dubstep-ish, very also hooky, because, you know, the hook is really strong.
Yeah.
And your voice is up, a little down. Congratulations.
Yeah,
what is the
you.
Name of gentleman? He's good.
Yeah, he's a good producer, remixer. I just wanted to say my website is isamusic.net. Definitely, you know, check that out. And from there, all the social media pages are linked there. Isa, ISSA, music.net.
Okay, then we will play a little bit Superstar, because that's what we need to do. Do we have something to say?
Oh, this song is just about how it's an empowerment. Just everybody, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, you're a star.
Woohoo! Superstar.
Everyone's a star. hands and feet on the dance floor. Create your fate. This life is what you make. And anyone and everyone's a star.
Thank you so much. We had two superstars today on Accent On with Ilona Europa. And for sure, Isa. Isa, your website is?
isamusic.net.
And we had our Juanita, who is your website?
PyroPhotography.net.
Wow. And of course, Ilona Europa, Accent On. Every information is there about our beautiful superstars tonight. Okay. We need to say bye-bye, and I know we will be back somehow, somewhere, and we'll do good stuff, because that's what great ladies are doing. We always are doing better every day. Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies UK, and good night for tonight.
Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.